రూపం రూపం తస్యాగ్రజమరుపరిం మాధురీం దృష్ట్వాచ రాధాకుండం గిరివరమోహ రాధికా మాధవాశ ప్రాప్త యశ పతిత కృపయా శ్రీ గురు తం నతయస్మి. శ్రీ గోవింద జయ జయ గోపాల జయ జయ గోవింద జయ జయ గోవింద జయ జయ గోపాల జయ जय श्री राधे 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 जय 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 श्री राधे 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 जय 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 श्री राधे बोलो राधे 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 जय 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 श्री राधे जय राधे 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 जय 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 श्री राधे 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 जय 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 श्री राधे जय जय राधारम मन हरि बोल जय जय राधारम मन हरि बोल परमानंदी जय श्री गुरु गौरंग गंधार विराजारी श्री राधा विनोद बिहारी जीव की जय। जय विष्णुपाद प्रेमव्रजाचार्य द्रोणी स्वामी स्वन भक्ति वेदांत बामन गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। जय विष्णुपाद अष्टभद्र स्वामी भक्ति वेदांत नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। जय नित्यला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद महाराज की जय। जय नित्यला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद श्री भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। जगत गुरु नित्यला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद श्री भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर की जय। जय श्री रूपान गुरुवर्ग की जय। अनंत कृष्ण वृंद की जय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। जी जय श्री राधा रानी की जय। गौर भक्तविंद की जय। श्री श्री नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर तिरुभाव तिथि की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे
ज्ञानंजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरक्षिषे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। अङ्गश्यामलिमिच्छटाभिरभितो मन्दीकृतेन्दीवरम् जड्डञ्जागुडरोचितं विदधतं पट्टम्बरस्य श्रिया वृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदि लसद्दामाभिरामोदरं राधास्कन्दनिवेशितो जलभुजं ध्यायेन् दामोदरं भक्त्याविहीनापराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्यै कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणान् तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नय मां चरणं तिथे। टुडे इज डिसअपीयरेंस डे ऑफ सुरेंद्रनाथ ठाकुर। So it is a very sacred day. He took birth in the West Bengal. He was the son of a very great king. The king was two brothers, but only one son. From beginning of his life he was so he was so pure and devoted that he did not agree to take marriage, and he left his home at the age of 16 and came to Vrindavan. He wanted to take darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time he was in Puri, but when he left his home and he was going in the way of Puri, he heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates like Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Gadadhar Pandit, all there gradually disappeared. His heart was broken and he turned his journey towards now in Vrindavan. When he came, in the way he heard that Rupa and Sanatan also has been disappeared. Shyamananda Prabhu and Srinivas Das were also coming to Braja. The three jointly went to Srila Jiva Goswami. He was in at that time Vrindavan in Radha Damodar temple. And in Radha Kunda, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was present there. His aradhana was so hard that anyone cannot follow him. Very, very hard. Nothing eating, always eating, always chanting, always remembering, always full of tears rolling down on the bank of Radha Kunda. When Rupa Goswami disappeared, he thought that at first he was at Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was disappeared, Sarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda and also Gadadhar Pandit. Then he decided to go to Vrindavan and to fall from the very high hills, mountains to earth and thus give up his life. He first came to Vrindavan to die, to jump in Jamuna. But he saw that there are very little water in Jamuna. In the separation of Krishna, Jamuna was also filling separation. Then he thought that I should go to Govardhan and I will jump from the top of Govardhan and thus I will give up my this life. Rupa Sanatan were at that time there. They consoled him. When Rupa Sanatan was alive, he reached in Vrindavan. So at that time, after that, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, consoled them. If by giving this life, anyone can have the darshan and serve Radha and Krishna, then I am the first person, I am the last person, first person to give up my life. But I know that by this, Krishna is not but achieved. So you should not try to do. You should do bhajan. And after that, he went to Govardhan. But when he heard that Rupa Goswami has left this world and he has gone into the Aprakat Leela, then he was so much feeling separation. At that time, there were no tears in his heart to express his lamentation. He told that I don't want to live in Radha Kunda because it seems like Ajigarayate, like like Tunda. Tundayate means kya?
Tiger mouth.
And Giriraj Govardhan seems like Ajigarayate snake, very big snake. And everything is this ghost. Ghost means all Braja seems to be like zero. I cannot sleep. He was expressing his separation by all these words. It has been written in his prayers. So all were in very, very this mode, separation. And in the meantime, Sri came in Vrindavan. Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur and Srinivasa. They wanted to have any shade of Vaishnava, Anugatya,
shelter.
And there is to the lotus feet of Srila Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami was present there. Jiva Goswami became very happy. And he thought that Krishna has arranged to do, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has arranged, that these three young devotees should be teached. They should be given all the classes of Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami and all. So he became so pleased to have a student like them. And he became to teach them all Shastra. Shat Sandarbha, Brihad Bhagavat Amrit, the explanations of Srila Sanatana Goswami, Brihad Vaishnava Toshini, Hari Bhakti Vilas, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Ujjal Nilmani and all the books. Very soon they became master of all these things. Srila Jiva Goswami asked them to be initiated by any qualified Vaishnava. Shyamananda Prabhu was initiated by Hridayananda of Kalna, but they were not Narottam Thakur and Srinivasa not initiated yet. They told that we want to be initiated by you. We don't think that there is anyone in this whole Braja qualified like you. You are Akinchan, Nishkinchan and Paramatattva Rasik Vaishnava. We want that you should initiate. But he denied. I am not qualified for this. So you can go. He directed Narottam Thakur to go to Loknath Goswami, who was the Mahaprabhu ke parikar the, associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he came first with Bhugarbha Goswami to Vrindavan to do bhajan. He warned Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami not to mention anything about him. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has followed his word. He was so akinchan and ding. Narottam Thakur, when asked by Srila Jiva Goswami, went to him and sat flat on his lotus feet and prayed that you should initiate him. Though I am not qualified, but yet I want your initiation. She refused. You are a son of very big king. You are so beautiful. You are so energetic.
Learned.
You are learned. You have taken all these things from Srila Jiva Goswami. So I cannot initiate you. I have no disciple. I don't want to make any disciple. But he promised that I will be only initiated by you. I will not have any other guru. He returned and in night he used to all night, every night, he used to clean his stone and to clear his dipat on which he used to go in the night to make his stove. He used to throw his stove from very
Far away from there
and used to give cow dung there, and quite smooth, quite pure, he used to make this place. After so many days, Loknath Goswami thought that who is the person he is cleaning daily all these things, my souls, and making clear everything, the way and everything. He began to search, and he used to do bhajan without sleeping. So one day he was thinking that who is he who is coming and clearing all these things. In the midnight, very beautiful prince like this Narottam Thakur came, and when he was going to throw, he catch hold of his hand. "Who are you?" Narottam Thakur began to weep. "Who are you?" He said, "Tell. And why you are doing so?" He told that, "I am Dukhi Narottam." Dukhi?
Unhappy.
What?
Sad.
Sad.
I am miserable Narottam.
Unhappy. I am unhappy Narottam. I am worthless, and a useless person. But I want to do bhajan of Krishna, so you should be merciful to me." So told, "Yes, I am so glad and satisfied by your this service. At first I have made up my mind not to make any disciple, but I see that you are qualified person. So only one I will have a disciple like you." And he told him to take bath, and in the morning Yamuna was near. He took bath in Yamuna. He went and began to serve Loknath Goswami and to follow his instruction. He gave initiation of Krishna Mantra, Gopal Mantra, and Gopal Mantra and Kama Gayatri. Kling Krishnaya and Kling Kamdeva, these two. And gave him so many instructions. "You should not have any kinds of worldly desires. Give up all these things. Be trinadapi sunik tarorapi sahisuna." To follow all the teachings. He began to chant, sitting in his cottage. It was very far away from location. One day, in the summer day, any plough
cultivator
came and told that, "I am so thirsty, you should give me water." He told first to Loknath Goswami, but Loknath Goswami was so absorbed in taking Harinam, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, and thinking, remembering the past times of Krishna, that he was sinking in the ocean of rasa. He has no any outward jnana or anything. Quite absurd. So he came to the young Mahatmaji and told that, "Oh, Choto Baba, I am so thirsty. I have no rope and
bucket.
Please give me
water.
He was doing bhajan. He at once left his Harinam and he went and he gave water to him, and he was satisfied and he went away. In the meantime, Loknath Goswami became Chaitanya.
Became incense.
Incenses. And he knew everything. He called young Babaji, that Narottam Thakur, and told, at once you should go to your home. I don't want a disciple like you. You should at once give up this place. Why you did so? He began to weep and told that he was so thirsty. But he told, replied, perhaps you don't know that name and nami is one same. When you are chanting her name, you should think that I am serving Radha and Krishna both. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Srimati Radhika, and Ram, Radha Raman Ram, Krishna. And Hare Srimati Radhike, who controls the mind of Krishna and heart. She thinks the heart of Krishna, so he is Hara, and some Hare, Hara, Hare, Hare Krishna, Mane Radha Krishna. And serving, remember in the past times I am serving him. But giving the service of Radha and Krishna, you went to quench the thirst of any person. So he thought that to give water is more better than to serve Krishna and Radha. So you should go to world and you should do there anything. I don't like this. Understand his will, his siddhant view? Very high, but it is actual. But that is slok. Abhinnatvatma nama chintamani Krishna rasa vigraha anabiratne nitya siddha purna mukta abhinatvam nama namino. Nam and Krishna himself are the same. In other sense, Krishna has manifested his all power in Nam, more than his Swarup. From the beginning of this world and at the last of this world, Krishna name can uddhar kar sakte hain. Lakho lakho logon ko uddhar can kya hoga?
Deliver.
Deliver what? Deliver.
Deliver means, Maharaj, deliver to Gola Mandal.
But Krishna cannot himself do this thing. For Namaparadhi, Krishna will not do anything. But his name can do something. So, in some cases, Krishna Nam is more superior than Krishna himself. Because he has invested all the powers in the... So, we should think that when we are chanting Krishna name, quietly absorbed in that, remembering the pastimes of Krishna, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, we should remember all this. Like Rupa Goswami, Shara Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, Sanatana Goswami was chanting name and serving Krishna and Radha always. So we should try to do like this, quietly observing this. They used to sit sometimes, and where night and day went, passed away, they could not remember when it was day and when it became night and it went also. So he asked order that you should give up my this place and go to your grihastasam. He requested him so much, but he could not allow him. At last he went And there he began to preach everywhere the glories of his Gurudev, the glories of Radha Krishna and everything. He established 7 temples there, and he invited all the Vaishnavas, Braja, Navadvip Dham, Navadvip Mandal, Kshetra Mandal, Gaur Mandal, all came there. Jannava Devi was presiding over that meeting, council.
Khaturi.
All this, he was singing all the kirtans. At that time he sang this Gauranga Bolite Habe Pulakasan. When he was singing this song, he was quickly observed in this. At once Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, and all his associates with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there, and they began to do kirtan in the mixing their sounds in Narottam Thakur sound. All were amazed at once. How it becomes? What we are seeing? We are seeing dream or actual we are seeing? After that, when his kirtan was ended, then they disappeared at once. So he was a very was a pure bhakta. It is seen that he has some shakti from, power from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was Narottam Thakur, accompanied with Shyamananda and Srinivas. He was bringing all the books to Bengal for preaching. But in the way, Jakait king looted all the books. He thought that these are so valuable treasures, jewels. They were jewels indeed, but not worldly jewels. They were spiritual jewels. At last, Srinivas sent them to Bengal, Narottam Thakur and Shyamanand, and he was there and searching the book. At last he searched, and the king begged apology, and fell flat on their in his lotus feet, and he became disciple of Srinivas Acharya, and he was very humble, so qualified disciple and Vaishnava. Asa Narottam Thakur, he was by caste Kayastha, like a Baniya, Vaishya. But actually he was not in any caste. He was out of the caste, he was a Krishna associate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associate. We should not try to see what is the caste and creed of any Vaishnava. Otherwise we will do offense. They are out of caste and creed. Atma has no caste and creed, nothing in this world. Naham vipro, nacha narpati, na vibhasyo, na sudra. Naham varani, nacha narpati,
chaturva.
Kintu pradhyan nikhala paramananda purna tabde gopir bhartu padakamalyor das dasa. We are only, what we were only? We are only the servant of Srimati Radhika, servant of lotus feet of dust. Yes. This is our parichay, shuddha
parichay,
identification. We are not Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, nor we are Grihastha, Brahmachari, Vanaprasthi, or Sannyasi, or anything of this world. We are only the Das of Krishna, Krishna Das. This is our pure
identification.
Identification. So he was out of caste and creed. He was the associates of Krishna. He has come to Sarva Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by taking all the world's persons towards Krishna. But the Brahmins used to know that they do not understand the glory of Narottamta. They thought that he is Shudra, not Brahmin. And we are Brahmin. And he is giving initiation to Brahmins also. So he will go to hell. He is bound to go to hell. And he will suffer in this world. One day, they challenged Narottam Thakur that we are challenging. You can come in discuss to the, all these things. That a Brahmin can initiate any Brahmin and others. Brahman is Jagat Guru. But you being a Shudra, you are giving initiation to Brahmins and all castes of devotees. It is quite wrong and it is against Shastra. At that time, Narottam Thakur was so sick. He was of 80 years or more than that. At that time he could not walk. He wanted to return to his master, holy master Radha and Krishna. So he told that he could not come. But Ramachandra Puri and all his other disciples, they came to that place and they began to sell something in that town. Somewhere
betel nuts,
rice, wheat, brooming and other things. Some betel nuts and other things. Like a shopkeeper. And they were so much a learned person. When they came to the town, the against party Brahmins came, having so much turbans, big. Shastri, Mahashastri, Pancha, Saptachar, Panchacharya, Pancha, Nyaya, Panchanan. They came there. It was declared that tomorrow there will be a meeting and discuss about this. And also Narottam Thakur will come here. Will be present in that association. And what?
Meeting.
So all were coming from different parts of India. So they went to shop. Some were fond of betel nuts, some of they wanted to cook their cooking with his own hands, so went for wood, dry wood and other things. All utensils. When anyone went to a wooden shop, in very simple, any Vaishnava was there. He told you, what you want? Who are you?
Kastvam.
Who are you? Then he told them, my name is this. No, you are telling lies. And after that, who am I? And they become in so much great discussion that we are Krishna Das, he was telling. And he was telling that I am Brahmin, I am Kshatriya. He told that this. What is the jati of this
Atma.
Physical body, matter, and we are Atma, so you cannot be all these things. So in discuss, they were defeated so much. All those who are going to battle not stop, it also.